A new tsunami survival option has come to the Pacific Northwest coast. It involves climbing into a spherical aluminum pod for what is sure to be the ride of your life. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Ocean Park, Washington, where he spoke with the first U.S. buyer of this technology.
Jeannie Johnson just recently moved from the Seattle area to what she calls her dream home at the beach. It's about midway up the sandy, flat Long Beach Peninsula.
When I decided to move to the ocean into a tsunami zone, I felt like I should prepare.
Her tsunami evacuation options are not good. She could make a run for it, but this Microsoft executive doubts she could reach the distant high ground in the short time between the end of the shaking of a great earthquake and incoming tsunami waves.
People panic, and I don't want to be caught in the panic.
A bit of internet research led her to a new option, a bright orange, high-strength, floating metal ball. She's taken delivery and is now deciding whether to tether her capsule in her herb garden or keep it in the garage. In any case, Johnson wants her dog to join her if and when the big one comes.
Trixie, hop. Come on, baby. Hop. Let's go. Let's go. Hop. Good girl.
My model is big enough for two people to be buckled in like a pilot seat.
So that you're going to get into this sphere.
Yeah.
And it's looks to me a little bit like an astronaut capsule, actually.
It does. It looks a little bit like it came from NASA.
The aircraft-grade aluminum sphere is about 4.5 feet in diameter. It has a round marine door and two tiny portholes.
And I have friends who say, oh my God, wouldn't it be claustrophobic? How can you stand it? And all I can think is, what's my option? To drown. I would rather be in that ball for the ride of my life and maintain my life.
Johnson is the first domestic customer of a startup called Survival Capsule, based near Seattle. Company president Julian Sharp says he got the idea for the product lying awake one night while weekending in Cannon Beach, Oregon.
I thought, well, what happens now if a tsunami comes?
The aerospace engineer had a brainstorm.
And I just thought, well, it's going to be a disaster because I've got four sleeping kids. If it comes at night, lights are going to be out. You know, you don't necessarily know where you're going. You can't see the wave, how far it is. So I thought it would be great if I had something I could design, throw the family in and ride it out. And that's where it all started.
Sharp's company's initial sales have been to Japanese customers. 8 capsule kits so far. He anticipates local governments in Japan could become a major customer base, along with private sales along the U.S. West Coast, Gulf Coast, and East Coast.
The target customer is the person who lives on the ocean who cannot vertically or horizontally evacuate.
That's potentially a lot of people, as long as they're willing to pay the price. Sharp says the two-person survival capsule starts at $13,500. A four-person model lists for $17,500. Residents who swung by Long Beach City Hall earlier to look at plans for a different evacuation option had mixed reactions to the tsunami capsule idea. Jane Benna shivers at the prospect of sheltering inside while being battered by tsunami debris.
I would hate to be bounced around in that. I'm too old. I'm 80 years old. I don't know that I would care to survive a tsunami.
The city of Long Beach, Washington, is using grant money to design an armored man-made hill that could be used as a tsunami evacuation platform for at least 850 people. Benna favors building that, but as you maybe can tell, she's fatalistic about her own chances. I'm Tom Bonsi on the Long Beach Peninsula.